Meditation on Breathing. It's performed by the Prairie Choir, directed by Barb Park, and accompanied by Carl Wacker. Now you'll want to listen closely because the whole congregation will be singing this later in the service. So we're going to listen to the choir sing it, and then everyone's going to sing it at the end. So you can just listen or you can follow along, but we're going to listen first to the choir. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Whether you're connecting via Zoom or here in person, we are one community today, united with love and purpose. My name is Renee Deschard, she, her, hers. I've been a Prairie member, I think, 6 years. I am vice president, I am program chair, I help with retreat, I have been Prairie Fire editor, I have been search chair, I've been on building design and probably 5 other committees I can't think of right now. So, well, thank you very much. If this is your first time here or your 101st time, we are glad you are here. If you carry the weight of a weary world on your shoulders, or you entered through the doors with a song in your heart and a skip in your step, we are glad you are here. If you sing like angels or mumble behind the hymnal, we are glad you are here. This community is what it is because of your presence. So welcome. Welcome into this space of love, support, justice, compassion, and fellowship. We are glad you are here. Our chalice lighting is Deborah Falk. Can you read it? And it's read by Tim Scott. You can just hold the mic and I'll light it for you.
All right, thanks. Tim Scott, as you just heard, he, him. The chalice light among us is a beacon of hope in a world in crisis, a beacon of possibility made manifest in community, a beacon of warmth through our interconnections, a beacon of light illuminating our shared wisdom, a beacon of connection by our being together.
Our opening music is number 188 in the Gray Hymnal. It's Come, Come, Whoever You Are. It's going to be led by Barr Park. And for this one, we're asking you can rise in body or in spirit. So I'll do you need to give more info on it?
Sure, okay. I do. All yeah. Right, so let's see. Let me get what I can see mostly. So we'll sing it all through together once, and I think most of you have already sung this before. So let's sing it through once together, and then we'll stop and figure out where we're going from there. We'll see how you do. Okay. I need to see Carl.
Whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper,
good. So we're going to be splitting it into a round, and let's have the choir go. Let's split the choir up. So let's go, Carlene and Patty go with them, and you guys go on this side. Okay. So this will be group one, this will be group two, this will be group three, and this will be group maybe we'll do it in three. Okay, so we'll sing it all together once, and then we'll sing it at around, as around three times. And on the third time, as you finish, you can just keep going with whoever is still singing till we all come to the end, okay? So everybody starts. Carol, why don't you play it once?
Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, us is no caravan of despair. Come yet again, come. Come, come, whoever you are,
it sounded pretty good. Nice job, everybody. All right, so instead of doing a story for all ages, we're doing the youth and anyone that helps in RE, so like our RE volunteers or our DRE, are invited to share a poem. I think instead of like trying to merge to the center, I think just raise your hand and I'll just come around and hand the mics to you. So if you have a poem, I saw some over here, and you can say your name if you'd like or not, up to you.
I'm reading a poem called Once I Saw a Little Bird. Yeah. Once I saw a little bird come hop, hop, hop. I cried, little bird, will you stop, stop, stop? I was going to the window to say, how do you do? But he shook his little tail and away he flew.
Nice.
This poem, I'm not a poetry person, but the last poetry read, I was like, I'm going to find one that I like. So this is Don't Change on My Account by Shel Silverstein. If you're sloppy, that's just fine. If you're moody, I won't mind. If you're fat, that's fine with me. If you're skinny, let it be. If you're bossy, that's all right. If you're nasty, I won't fight. If you're rough, well, that's just you. If you're mean, that's all right too. Whatever you are is all okay. I don't like you anyway.
Thanks, Marie. All right, here we go.
My name is Johanna. This is a poem I wrote after we got to see, we got that flyby from the comet. So this poem is called Atlas. Out past the Christmas tree farm, past Venus and Mars, after the setting of the sun and the rising of the harvest moon, we wait. In fallow fields where bucks sleep in moon shadow, red arctuous points, aren't we all just carbon and water hurtling through space? Aren't we all burning for one bright moment, never to come again in this lifetime? Take the world off your shoulders, my child. You were born to dance in moonlight, to gasp in wonder at every light in the sky, to be held in my arms as we dance together across infinity.
Very nice. Nice job. You can do snaps too if you want. All right, are there any other youth or youth helpers? Is that a hand back there? Is there a hand? Do you have a poem?
We're just waving.
Oh, you're just waving. All right. Are you waving too? Do you have a poem? You do? Okay. Let's hear it, Naomi.
I feel what I see, but no foot but sun.
Wow. Nice. Memorized poetry. All right, I don't think I see anyone else. So we're gonna sing our youth and our RE helpers out downstairs, and I think there's a recording for it. The lyrics are in the order of service for it.
As you go on your way, may you be filled with gladness, glow and love.
All right, so we're doing a poetry share, so it's a bit different of a service. I think it's an annual service at this point. So just for me to tell you how much time we generally have, can I just see a quick hand if you're planning on sharing a poem? Just raise your hand right now. I'm just going to... Okay, it's probably about a minute and a half a person, I would say. So if you have two poems, just do one poem, and if we have time, then we can do a second round. What we actually did last time, I think we have generally enough, is I'm just gonna actually start it, and you're just gonna hand it around this inner circle, and then we're gonna go through the outer circle like that, instead of people trying to like come up and down or me running across a billion times. We also have people on Zoom, so we'll check later on and see if we have any, and we can do the projector down, and they can actually share it themselves. Or if you're on Zoom, you can also type up the poem, and the Zoom people could read it aloud for you. So either of those would work. If you'd like to introduce yourself with your name and pronouns, you're welcome to. You can either sit or stand. I'd say whatever you feel comfortable with doing.
Hi, I'm Disa Pence. She, her, hers. I have a poem by Rudyard Kipling. And I heard there's a new biography about him out. He was a flawed man, but sort of turned around at the end of his life. And so it's an interesting comment. But he made a really good poem called If. So I'll go from here. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about and don't deal in lies, or being hated and don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Barbara, she, her. One of my favorite books as a child, when we were very young, by A.A. Milne, who wrote the Winnie the Pooh books, too. So you can say it with me if you've memorized it. It's called Disobedience. James Morrison Morrison, Weatherby George Dupree, took great care of his mother, though he was only three. James said to his mother, Mother, he said he, you must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. James Morrison's mother put on a golden gown. James Morrison's mother drove to the end of the town. James Morrison's mother said to herself, said she, I can get right down to the end of the town and be back in time for tea. King John put up a notice, lost or stolen or strayed. James Morrison's mother seems to have been mislaid. Last seen wandering vaguely, quite of her own accord, she tried to get down to the end of the town. 40 shillings reward. James Morrison Morrison, commonly known as Jim, told his other relations not to go blaming him. James said to his mother, Mother, he said he, you must never go down to the end of the town without consulting me. James Morrison's mother hasn't been heard of since. King John said he was sorry. So did the Queen and Prince. King John, somebody told me, said to a man he knew, if people go down to the end of the town, well, what can anyone do? Now then, very softly, J.J.M.M.W.G.D.P. took great care of his though he was only three. J.J. said to his he said, you must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me.
Paula, she, her. Did anyone else have a difficult time selecting just one poem? Okay, I'll read this one. This is Enemies by Wendell Berry. If you are not to become a monster, you must care what they think. If you care what they think, how will you not hate them and so become a monster of the opposite kind? From where, then, is love to come? Love for your enemy, that is the way of liberty. From forgiveness. Forgiven, they go free of you and you of them. They are to you as sunlight on a green branch. You must not think of them again, except as monsters like yourself, pitiable because unforgiving.
I'm Carlene Tixensky. I'm reading from a book of poems by Gary Bullhauer. I will try. Oh, there, that's much better. This is called Gray Rabbit. As I walk the labyrinth today, I'm thinking about the large gray rabbit who has found the one hole in the garden fence. That is the rabbit's vocation, which she pursues without question, to eat the sweet new lettuce I have planted and watched rise up in all its glory. The Amish deer tongue, baby oak leaf, bronze arrowhead, gold rush. I have weeded and watered to this day when I think it is ready for picking for the first wilted lettuce salad with boiled eggs and bacon and the sweet sour apple cider dressing Mother taught me how to make. The eggs are boiled. I have taken the apple cider vinegar from the top shelf in the cupboard. When I go to the garden, I find the lettuce has been carefully eaten, each delicate leaf daintily scissored off by the gray rabbit's sharp hunger. I check the fence, repair the hole, and hope the lettuce will grow back and the large gray rabbit will settle for the common clover in the yard and the occasional cache of lettuce planted far from the garden.
Oh, Mary Mullen, she, her. And I took a trip to Kentucky back in 2021 for the funeral of a cousin of mine. And I wrote a poem about the trip. In the distance, on a stretch of electric line across harvested fields, black knobs on wires, birds. On the highway, lines of shrubs and small trees painted gold, orange, and red, backed by taller green pines, fall. At the fish restaurant, questions about voter ID and election day registration, tricky topics in Republican land, politics. In conversation, the coach, school teacher speaking of testing and masks, of tall athletes raining hot breath all over her, the only one of two women, there are no men, masked at all times in the funeral home, survival. After lunch, the 30-something woman, solid as her brothers, grandniece of a winning baseball coach in a sports-crazed family, tells of a dad forbidding her football, feminism. On grandmother's car, stickers galore. What do you vote for, socialism or freedom? Jesus, Trump and Pence, false choices.
Laura, she, her. I had actually chosen something else, but then, I don't know, I just changed my mind. This is On Children by Khalil Gibran, one that I've always liked. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he also loves also the bow that is stable."
Hi, my name's Evan, he, him. This is by Octavia Butler, and it's actually from Within the Parable of the Sower novel. All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change.
you have one?
No.
Do any of you have one? No. Let me know this. Do you have one? Did you have one?
I do. Do you?
All right.
I'm going to just pass it down there.
All right. My name is Jesse. My pronouns are they, them. And this is two poems that are one poem. It's called A Seed in the Dirt. And the first of these two paired poems is A Seed in the Dirt. My skin is bared to the sun, and the warmth I feel is the same inside and out. There is the yellow of pollen, and there is the greenest of moss, cresting every other stone. There is the blue of the river, too. Mud tugs on my boots and paints little star systems on the backs of my legs. I am not my body, or no, I am more than my body. Is that right? I could never seem to get it right. I think too much, and I think too little, and the sun will still rise every day this week. It is hard. It is hard trying to learn how to be myself. No one can ever tell me why I feel like TV static all the damn time. A songbird whistles for me at midnight, and I'm not awake to hear it. Here is the bitter disconnect. A seed in my right lung, dirt in my left. And the second of the two poems is called The Light on a Leaf. My skin is bared to the sun, and the warmth feels just as good inside and out. I feel yellow. I am the sun. I feel green. I am a sturdy growing stem. I don't feel blue, but if I did, I'd be the sky. I stop to talk to a resting beetle, and I know we are a bit the same. I exist in this world, and so does he. We may both be an oddity to some, yet very beautiful to others. And we are so, so, so alive. I am finding comfort in the answers I don't have yet, and even more in the ones I no longer seek. I am learning every day a new Latin name, a new native flower. Tight petals are unfurling in me all the time. I let go. I breathe deep. Not having the right words is not the same as not knowing. I have watered the seed and loved it. I am the sun upon its new green skin.
My name is Marnie, she, her. I changed it the last minute this morning because somebody sent me this poem by, Rosemary Wattola Trommer. I saw my friend at the rally. After the political rally, standing on the corner was the man in the pink flamingo onesie and the handlebar mustache playing ukulele, singing, "This land was made for you and me," surrounded by folks still carrying their signs for peace, diversity, equality. And though no one was listening, though there were no news trucks, no microphones, no megaphones, and no way any politician would hear their voices or see their signs, there they were, singing and showing up despite. And this was the moment that made me believe in the path, not just the grand marches toward freedom, but also the thin trails marked with courage and creativity, small moments I can follow like breadcrumbs till this country again feels like home.
Ooh, I like that one. Appropriate. The one I picked, I went downstairs and got a Billy Collins book because I thought, well, I'll read some Billy Collins. Well, it turned out to be an anthology that he edited. So this is not by Billy Collins. This is by David Clewell, Vegetarian Physics.
The tofu that showed up overnight in this house is frightening proof of the law of conservation, matter that simply cannot be created or destroyed. Matter older than Newton, who knew better than to taste it. Older than Lao Tzu, who thought about it and finally chose harmonious non-interference. I'd like to be philosophical too. See it as some kind of a pale, inscrutable wisdom among the hot dogs, the cold chicken, the leftover deviled eggs. But I'm talking curdled soybean milk. And I don't care, have that kind of energy. I'd rather not be part of the precariously metaphysical wedding of modern physics and the ancient Eastern mysteries. But still, whoever stashed the tofu in my Frigidaire had better come back for it soon. I'm not Einstein, but I'm smart enough to know a bad idea when I see it. Taking up space, biding its time, like so much that demands our imperfect attention amid a particular roar of the world, going nowhere fast.
Where should it go? Back? Okay. Oh, okay.
I screwed it up.
Go that way. I'll go around.
Don't listen to Al. Just
to Al.
I will get the people. Don't worry. That was exciting. Orange, she, her. And Barb, I did get the Billy Collins book. He has so many good poems, but I can relate to this one. It's called Lines Lost Among Trees. These are not the lines that came to me while walking in the woods with no pen and nothing to write on anyway. They are gone forever, a handful of coins dropped through the grate of memory, along with the ingenious mnemonic I devised to hold them in place. All gone and forgotten before I had returned to the clearing of lawn in back of our quiet house, with its jars jammed with pens, its notebooks and reams of blank paper, its desk and soft lamp, its table and the light from its windows. So this is my elegy for them, those six or eight exhalations, the braided rope of the syntax, the jazz of the timing, and the little insight at the end wagging like the short tail of a perfectly obedient spaniel sitting by the door.
Roger Bacchus.
I'm going to stand to read this poem. It's by Gary Bellhauer, and this book of poems was shared with me by John and Suzanne Gernand, and I've just been totally appreciative of so many of the thoughts that Gary shares in his writing. The poems in this Step Close emerge out of the poet's spiritual practice of walking the labyrinth. How many here know what a labyrinth is? Okay, so you'll appreciate this more if you've ever walked a labyrinth. To read them is in itself a spiritual practice. Each one evokes a deepening in the reader, drawing us into the center. These poems want to be read slowly, prayerfully, as one might walk the labyrinth. Each line a step, a breath, a pause. Each line a blessing, wind and wings of longing and belonging. One butterfly intricately inked the watchful eyes of the dew. Not the dew, the doe, sorry. This one I especially chose because we have in our services a moment of silence, and this is Slip Into the Silence. The first lesson, you cannot know the future. Second lesson, you cannot change the past. Third lesson about the darkness and the light. The first sip of coffee slurped over the edge of morning. Steamy warmth you follow all the way down. The throat opens toward speech, the day toward possibility. Before you check your cell phone or consult the to-do list, lower your body into the lake of silence. Accept its total embrace. It does not ask for a password or care about mistakes you've made. You cannot keep your secrets from its fluid fingers, silvering grace. It doesn't matter what story you've been telling yourself, and it will not let you prove anything. Give up your feeble promises. Let it take you in.
I'm still Roger. This is a poem by Langston Hughes. Some of you probably know him. He was an African-American man, one of our great American poets. And this poem is about the migration, or part of the great migration of African-Americans from the southern states to the northern states in the early part of the last century. It's called Poe Boy Blues. When I was home, the sunshine seemed like gold. When I was home, the sunshine seemed like gold. Since I come up north, the whole damn world's turned cold. I was a good boy, never done no wrong. Yes, I was a good boy, never done no wrong, but this world is weary, and the road is hard and long. I fell in love with a gal I thought was kind. Fell in love with a gal I thought was kind. She made me lose my money and almost lose my mind. Weary, weary, weary early in the morn. Weary, weary, early, early in the morn. I was so weary, I wish I'd never been born.
Hi there, my name is Daniel. I'm doing this from memory, so this is likely imperfect, but this poem was told to me by my grandfather, who was in the military, and he told me this poem, reminding me that any person that willingly goes into battle does so because they wish to live in peace, whatever that battle may be. So it's called the Concord Hymn. By the rude bridge that arced the flood, their flags to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. The foe long since in silence slept, alike the conqueror silent sleeps, and time has swept the ruined bridge down the dark stream which seaward creeps. On this green bank, by this soft stream, we set today a votive stone, that memory may their deed redeem when, like their sires, their sons are gone. Spirit that made those heroes dare to die and leave their children free, bid time and nature gently spare this staff we raise to them and thee.
Pam Gates, she, her. This is written with, okay, it's called Planting, I wrote it, Planting Olive Trees in Gaza 2025. From the point of view of a farmer who's going to do that. These tiny trees, gifts of life from far away, their infant branches, roots that soon will seek whatever moisture they can find in this desert home. I'm not a nomad. I don't wander except when forced. I plant these infant trees where my olive grove stood before, and soon it shall again. These trees will carry me through life and pass it on to those who follow me, roots holding tight to this disrupted desert. And if they come and bulldoze us again, perhaps another gift will come, another olive tree, and I will plant it here.
Gary, he, him. This, I can't quite say I wrote this poem because it came full-blown into my mind one night, one Christmas Eve, as I sat in St. Paul's Catholic Church listening to Pam practice with the choir for the midnight service, and I was thinking about how I didn't like Christmas. And the title of the poem is Gifts. I have been very blessed. By friends and family, I feel caressed. Things I haven't surfeit. For food and clothes, I do not fret. No presents do I need. So with you I plead. If presents you want to give, let another child live. No gifts do I want, except to know when this child is gaunt. Give them clean air and water, a place fit for an otter. A world to explore that is not full of gore. If you give these gifts to me, I will accept them thankfully. And if such gifts are not your style, save your money and give a smile.
Did you have my... Are there any on Zoom? Are they going to do the screen?
Yes.
You're going to read it. Okay.
This contribution is from Sue Ellerhorst. This was passed down verbally from Inuit shaman. In the very earliest of times, when both people and animals lived on the earth, a person could become an animal if he wanted to, and an animal could become a human being. Sometimes they were people, and sometimes animals, and there was no difference. All spoke the same language. That was a time when words were like magic. The human mind had mysterious powers. A word spoken by chance might have strange consequences. It would suddenly become alive, and what people spoke wanted to happen could happen. All you had to do was say it. Nobody could explain this. That's the way it was.
Does everyone on Zoom then? Okay. We have like a couple minutes. If a couple people. Oh, you have one? Do you want me to hold it?
No, thank you. This is called Climber. It's my poetry. He hesitates, and looking out across the chasm, stands in doubt, views the stain there from the edge upon the horizontal ledge, knowing there'll be just one test, considering if this spot be best, or will a little further on prove better there to leap the span? He edges slightly left, then right, estimating width and height, then turns and travels further yet, the space there narrowed just a bit. Now turned anew, he makes the jump, and landing with a soundless thump, makes off again, without delay, to end his destination's way. Now this I saw, and thus I swear that pros and cons were bartered here. So don't presume to say to me, though book-taught scientist you be, decision-making takes no part within the jumping spider's art. Mayhap there be brains that are kinds, not yet conceived by human minds.
Thank you. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Yep. Go.
Hello, my name is Cynthia, and she, her. And I wrote this poem for children. Basically, it's about wonder. Why aren't there more strawberries? Do you know? Is it to give the raspberries some space to grow? It is so calm. Did the wind find a place to rest? Does it curl like a squirrel in a soft, cozy nest? Does the sun cause those cherry ripples as it drops into the lake? And who tells the birds to stop the noise that they make? Why does night fall? Does it trip upon the moon? And how many crickets fiddle that tune? Does a lonely firefly twinkle at the stars? What planet is that? Venus, Jupiter, or Mars? Can we be in each other's dreams tonight? Will we dance in the air and fly out of sight? So many questions, and it is so late. I'm sorry, the answers will just have to wait. Each question has its turn in time. We'll find the answers together when the sun shines.
Did you have one, Rick? Did you have one? Oh, okay. Saw
your phone out. Thank you, right. Many of you who've gotten a memorial statement from me have heard this poem before. It's one I use to keep my center on as life goes on. A poem by Rabindranath Tagore on the occasion of his last birthday in 1941. It's called Birthday 80. News has arrived, the death of a friend. Grief, fire, and kindles. On evening's forehead, the sun places a blood, gleaming sign, changes the night's face to gold, just as death dresses me with a burning flame at the western edge of life. In this light can be seen seamless life, where birth, death are one. Such splendor illuminates a deathlessness hidden in the everyday by our senses' limits.
Hi, I'm Cindy McAllister. I didn't prepare a poem, but I just wanted to say maybe two quick limericks I heard from my dad. My dad used to recite poetry. He knew over 100 poems. He lived to 101. He had a fantastic memory when he wanted to. He knew everything, the Rubaiyat, Omar Khayyam, Robert Frost, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, as well as limericks. And he'd go anywhere where they would hear him, like nursing homes, the Lions Club, and he'd give out sheets, all numbered, like over 100 of these. And all anybody had to say was number 68, and he'd give the poem and the author and recite it. I mean, these long. And a couple of my favorite limericks, one of them was a take on Jack and Jill. Jack told Jill to take a pill with a glass of water. Jill forgot, and Jack begot a bouncing baby daughter. And the second one is a take. People thought they were going to hear a serious Greek poem. He started by saying there was a suffix, abus and orum. And he started by saying, boibus, lacibus, girlibusorum. Boibus, kissibus, girlibusorum. Girlibus, lacibus, wanisamorum. Papabus, hieribus, kissibusorum. Kickibus, boibus, out of the dorum. Oh, and also, we'd ask Dad, what's that phone number? He'd have to look it up. He just memorized what he thought was important. Not our phone numbers or anything else.
Thank you. All right, we're at time, so thank you everyone for sharing your poems, some of which were written by you, some of which were written by other people. There were funny poems and touching poems and thought-provoking poems, so thank you everyone. Last quarter, our shared Sunday offering raised $1,275 for the Catalyst Project, so thank you all for your generosity. For the second quarter, the Social Action Committee has selected a new organization to share our offering with. So this quarter, we're sharing our offering with the Leopold Community Assistance Network, which helps Leopold school families in crisis with eviction prevention funds, housing entry fees, immigration resources, and other needs. Our offertory is Help in Hard Times. It's by Carrie Newcomer and performed by Karen Smith. And the lyrics are on the back of this page. Do you want people to sing along with it, or you want just...
No.
No. So you can read along with it as Karen performs. I think we'll do an inner circle, and I'll do a basket on like the outer circle ring.
I'm learning to walk with grace in the dark. I'm learning to trust and to lead with my heart. When the old moon is gone into silence and sighs, it's the one and only time a new moon can rise. Sometimes there is no reason. The moon waxes and wanes. It was a 100-year flood, and you were in the way. Some things we find in daylight, and we're grateful to know. Some things we only learn where we did not want to go. I can't tell you it will all turn out fine, but I know there is help in hard times.
Thank you. All right, our closing words are by Charles Thomas, and they're read by Margaret Moses.
Words of worth rebound, resound. Walls cannot hold the melody. The song igniting fires, hearts in motion, emotion not alone, evolving into revolution, into action for each one in the world. Feeling alone, unknown, reaching to the root, the radical source, love.
Our closing music is 1009 in the Teal hymnal. It's called Meditation on Breathing. It should sound familiar because you heard it in the prelude. So it will be led by Barb Park. So in this case, we're actually going to, you want them to stay seated while we're doing it, or do you want them to stand?
Actually, that's probably easier to have them stay
seated. Okay, let's have you, everyone stay seated, and then Barb's going to, is your mic on?
It's on here.
Can you turn her mic on? Is it on?
Is it on now?
Try talking into it.
Okay, that's on.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Yep.
So what we're going to do, I learned this song originally through the UU Musicians Network, and there somebody can start it, and at a drop of a hat, everyone sings it, and I thought, well, Prairie ought to know this one. Then I discovered it's actually in the book, because I was just going to teach it to people. So the choir, so you've heard it this morning. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have the choir sing each section, and you can sing along with that, and then we'll sing it all together. And first let's work on each section. And when we do sing it all together, I'm going to let you just pick which part you do. I'm not going to assign it. So you can do whatever calls you. The choir will sing all the parts, but you can pick whichever one you want. So let's just do the breathing. So you notice if you look at it, the bottom line is a drone. That's just breathe in, breathe out. The words aren't too tough. So that's what we're going to work on first, just a couple of times. Okay, guys. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Okay, I don't think we need a lot of work on that. But the trick to that is you are the metronome. You have to just keep going steadily. Okay, now let's do the melody, which is the top line. Why don't you play it once through? Okay, let's sing.
When I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out
again.
When I breathe in, I breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I breathe out love.
Okay, and then we add a descant. Okay, sing.
When I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love.
Again.
When I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love.
Okay, the tricky part is getting in, the timing of it. So we'll do our best, and you can follow along the choir. So we'll start with just the drone, the breathe in, breathe out part, the bottom line. Then we'll add the melody line. And you can be singing with the breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and then switch to the melody line. You don't have to stay with one part. And then after we do that a little bit, then we'll add the descant. And then we'll gradually get rid of all of those parts. So at the end, we just do breathe in, breathe out. So it's very meditative. And once we learn it, we'll be able to just sing it at the drop of a hat. Okay, so let's start with just the breathe in, breathe out.
Breathe in.
was just keep going on this, you can, but now we're going to add the melody.
When I breathe in, I breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out.
Again. We're going to add the desk.
When I breathe in, when I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love. When I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. I'll breathe out.
Okay, back to the melody and the just the breathe in now.
Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you.
All right, we have a few announcements. Today after the service, please join us for a potluck meal. Everyone is welcome, especially visitors. We need several volunteers to help us set up tables, move chairs, and prep for food service. Everyone else, if you're not actively helping, please get out of here and into the foyer. I think it's actually warming up a bit too, so maybe you even wanna get a little sunshine today. Donations are welcomed. They're shared with our offering partner, but it's free. So if you want to donate, that's great. Next Sunday's service presentation is titled Lullabies, The Wisdom and Science of Soothing by Mary Sue Rutebook. And there are more announcements in the order of service and news of the week, and then Barbara has an announcement.
Thank you. The nominating committee has to get some people in place, and we would love you to talk to anyone on the committee, myself, Carlene, Margaret, or Heidi, for the treasurer position and for the secretary of the board. And we have already made these jobs easier by distributing some of the duties that you have to do. We will explain anything further. If you have any interest, we would love to talk to you. And also, Ann Pryor would like help in putting her newsletter together once a month. So that is another position that you can fill for Prairie.
What? Did you have an announcement?
I just wanted to point out that the name tags on the wall there, I put little letters on those little posts, so they should be alphabetical now. And we also added some name tag or pronouns. You can see mine has she, her on it there on the welcoming table. You can peel them off and stick them on your name tag.
Thank you. At this time, we are stopping the recording.